Al Jazeera Podcasts.
So we begin with developments out of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, where a third mass grave has been found. At least 49 bodies have been recovered. Officials are currently exhuming the bodies from the grave at the medical complex. Israel had laid siege to the compound in March. After their forces left, several bodies were discovered. Hundreds of Palestinians had been taking shelter at the Al-Shifa complex. The hospital is Gaza's largest medical facility, but has been out of service for months. The discovery of this latest mass grave at Al-Shifa comes as Israeli airstrikes continue to hit Gaza's southern city of Rafah. It's raising fears that the long-threatened full-scale offensive into Rafah that houses 1.5 million displaced Palestinians could be imminent. The United Nations Secretary General has warned a full-scale assault on Rafah would be a humanitarian nightmare. Well, the Israeli government has said its forces will continue with their assault on Rafah. A spokesman said Israel wants to keep up both military and diplomatic pressure on Hamas.
We will continue to keep up the military pressure on Hamas. We know from the last hostage release that we needed both the military pressure and the diplomatic channel. Ultimately, Hamas was brought down to their knees, begging, please, for a bit of respite, for a break in the fighting, so they could release around half of the hostages. We are continuing on our mission in Rafah as part of the war aims.
Students in the UK have set up camps in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. At Oxford University, students are demanding the institution cut its financial ties with Israel. More than 200 Oxford academics have signed an open letter supporting the protests. And the worst flooding in 80 years has submerged the airport in Brazil's southern city of Porto Alegre. A week of floods ravaged roads and bridges, triggered landslides and caused widespread destruction. At least 138 people have been killed and dozens of others are missing.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI, and I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.